Good morning. On Sunday the 28th of August 2022. The readings for today are from the book of Hebrews chapter 13 verses 1 to 8 and then continuing on at verse 15 to 16. And the gospel according to St Luke chapter 14 verse 1 and then continuing on at verse 7 to verse 14. And I want to look at the Gospel according to St. Luke. So let me just read the first verse. And hopefully we'll find out straight away why or just what it's about. So first one, now it happened as he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath that they watched him closely. And that ends the first verse. And the reason why I say is because we'll see what happens is because that's setting the scene. Is setting the scene to what we're going to read later on from verse 7. So now it happened as he, talking about Jesus, went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees. So he's already going into the house of the people that oppose him. The rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath. All right, so one of the leaders of what we would call the church, but it's the synagogue, the leaders of the synagogue, the Pharisees, Jesus went into his house to eat bread with him, and it was a Sabbath day. And then the verse finishes that they, all right, let me just read it again. Now, it happened as he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath that they watched him closely. Now, we know this because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. Jesus did things on the Sabbath. And it's like they were waiting and watching and hoping for him to do something wrong. Now, as I said last week, it was wrong in their eyes. You know, he may have healed someone. He may have done something good. But, you know, they're more concerned about their rules and regulations. And yes, they were God's rules and regulations, but this is now Jesus. And the Gospels very much are like the bridge between the Old Testament and the Acts of the Apostles and everything that follows on afterwards. Because Jesus is on the earth. Jesus, God in flesh, Emmanuel with us, is now here. And he very much fulfills all of the Old Testament. But they're watching him because he didn't do things the way that they thought God was going to do. And so it was a real struggle for these rulers and Pharisees to look at Jesus and think, he's the Christ? How can he be? Because he keeps doing things that to them seem to be against the law. So anyway, on this particular Sabbath, he's gone into this house. And they're watching them. So let me continue on at verse 7. So he told a parable to those who were invited when he noted how they chose the best places, saying to them. So Jesus has seen, you know, it's actually quite funny because they were watching Jesus closely. And yet Jesus noticed how they chose the best places. They, whatever the situation was in this house, it's nearly like certain people were pushing other people out of the way so that they could be in the best seat. And so on observing this, he tells them a parable. Now this is the parable. When you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honourable than you be invited by him. And he who invited you and him come and say to you, give place to this man. And then you begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you're invited, go and sit down in the lowest place so that when he who invited you comes in, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. And that's the parable that Jesus told them. And the reason why he told them was because of what he saw. But you know, We read these things not just to learn from them about, yeah, that was a nice story, but we read them to apply them to ourselves. And really, what we should be looking at ourselves is, do you and I look for the high place? Or do you and I come with a humble attitude? Do you see yourself as being the person that do not know who I am? You know, you hear sometimes people saying that, you know, do you not realize that I'm important here? That's a person who's proud. That's not a person who's humble. And we can so easily fall into that. And sometimes it may be justified in the sense that we have a position and a place and people, oh yeah, I am. But you know, so you've got to take it in context as to what it's talking about. Because, you know, say like I went into the Scouts, I would be looking for the leader. And I would in that case expect someone to go, yes, I am the leader. And that's not a statement of pride, it's just a statement of fact. But Jesus uses a picture. You know, how often when we go to weddings are we expecting to be on the top table? Or we're expecting to be at a table closest to the top table? And we get offended when we're maybe sitting on a table way down back. What's our attitude when we go to things? Again, you know, it's just, you know, the stories can go on and go on and go on. But Jesus really is questioning their heart. Is their heart truly for God? Or is their heart truly for self? So examine yourself and look at your motives. And Jesus advises, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. If your motive on things is to take the high place, watch out. Because you may well be put out of the high place and the top place. But if on the other hand you come and you humble yourself and you're quite prepared to be at the back, then someone says, no, come up higher. Come up higher. It's a whole lot better when that happens. But then there's another parable, or there's another statement that happens. There's a few more verses that are left because it ends in verse 14. So let me read verses 12, 13 and 14. And again, this is Jesus talking. Then he also said to him who invited him, when you give a dinner or a supper, do not ask your friends, your brothers, your relatives, nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite you back and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just. Now again, this is showing the man's heart, the man who had invited Jesus in. And in a very real way, you know, Jesus was offering him a rebuke. Because it must have been obvious that he was gathering around all these people. And of course, they would be obliged to invite him back. Because it was people who knew him. But again, what Jesus is talking about is your heart. Why do you do what you do? Now, does this mean that you're supposed to go out and find the poor and the lame and out in the street and invite them to a meal? Now, I'm not going to say that it doesn't mean that, but equally as well, I'm not going to say that he does mean that, because Jesus always spoke in parables and he spoke in pictures. Look into the parable, look into what he says and see where he's coming from. Because as I say, it's about your heart. Why do you do what you do? Do you invite people? Do you welcome people who you know will ask you back? Or are you ready to bless somebody and to give people things expecting nothing in return? Now, that's not to say that you won't get anything in return, but it's why do you do what you do? What's your motive behind why you buy presents for people? What's your motive by taking somebody out for dinner? What's your motive for inviting people around to your house? Is it because you're generous, you're kind, you're trying to help somebody at a time of need? Or is it because you want that reciprocated? You want them to invite you back? Because if that is the case, then according to what Jesus is saying here, you're wrong. It's your motive is what's important. In the first case, it was, do you look for the highest place or are you humble? And the second case is, what's your motive? Where's your heart? You see, Jesus so often talks about the heart, and the Bible talks about the heart. It's, what's your motive? Why do you do what you do? Why? Is it for the benefit of the kingdom of God and for other people? Or is it so that, hey, look at me, see who I am, see what I can do? Can't you see how generous I am? You know, there's another place in the Bible that it talks about, do not let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. Which again is talking about motive and the reasons why we do things. So when you listen to this passage, and I encourage you to go and read it again, and again, to remind you that it's on the Sabbath, and so Jesus is talking at a time that they're already watching him and trying to trip him up on. But go and read it again in Luke chapter 14. Read what it says and ask yourself, am I truly humble or am I looking to promote myself? Is my heart right? Do I have a godly heart? And am I looking for the kingdom of God, his will being done in my life today? Or am I still Lord of my life? And I pray that you will humble yourself before the Lord and ask him to continue to teach you and show you so that he will be able to rule in your life. And he will not only be your Saviour, but he'll be your Lord as well. So come before the Lord humbly and keep your heart right for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.